Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store, locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. Normal operations have resumed at Carroll High School and Carroll Middle School after an over two-hour security incident was triggered by the discovery of a single round of ammunition on school grounds yesterday. The incident began at 11:40 a.m. when the schools initiated a hold action as a precautionary measure following the discovery of the ammunition round in the school's auditorium. The school community was first alerted to the situation via an email sent by Superintendent George Rearson at 1:02 p.m. This initial communication detailed the precautionary hold action and the active presence of a Michigan State Police canine unit called in to complete a thorough search of the high school and middle school buildings. The hold action, a protocol designed to keep hallways clear while allowing classroom learning to continue, remained in effect for just over 2 hours, officially ending at 1:56 p.m. Following the completion of the comprehensive search by the canine unit, no additional items of concern were found. Superintendent Rearson confirmed the resolution in a follow-up email sent to families at 2:14 p.m., stating that in collaboration with law enforcement and school administration, it was confirmed that there is no threat or risk of harm to students or staff. The superintendent emphasized that the safety and well-being of students and staff remain the highest priority. The district concluded by thanking the community for its cooperation and urging parents to remind their children about the importance of reporting anything they need or see that is suspicious to keep Carroll Community Schools a safe place for students. A former Sanilac County farmer has been inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. Tom Durand is the farmer who was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Although he now farms in St. Clair County, he was a longtime and well-known Sanilac County farmer. Over the years, Durand has dedicated himself to making the corn industry better for all farmers. He previously served on both the Michigan Corn Growers Association and on the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan, and served as president of the marketing program. Besides serving in the corn industry, he has also served on the Michigan Sugar Company Board and on the Greenstone Farm Credit Board. In 2012, he received Michigan Sugar Company's Outstanding East District Citizen Award. The Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame began in 1982. Each year since, then farmers who have set high standards in production agriculture, helped promote the industry, and have served their community, state, and or nation are inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. A man who reportedly jumped from the Zilwaukee Bridge on southbound I-75 Monday evening survived after swimming to shore, according to preliminary information shared on social media. A witness fishing near the bridge contacted authorities after seeing the man leap from the span into the Saginaw River. Emergency responders later located the man, who was described as alert, conscious, and injured, but alive. Officials have not yet released the man's identity or details about what led to the incident. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, help is available. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline offers free, confidential support 24 hours a day. You can call or text 988.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
A Detroit man was fatally shot at a gas station on the 1300 block of Military Street in Port Huron Monday afternoon. Police responded to multiple 911 calls reporting the incident at 4:31 p.m. and found the 30-year-old victim with gunshot wounds. Officers administered medical aid until Tri-Hospital EMS transported him to Lake Huron Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities quickly apprehended a 36-year-old Port Huron woman who is now being held at St. Clair County Intervention Center and cooperating with investigators. The Port Huron Police Department's Major Crimes Unit is leading the ongoing investigation and will provide updates as more details become available. Anyone with more information about this case is asked to contact Port Huron Police at 810-984-8415 or the Major Crimes Unit at 810-984-5383. Anonymous tips can be provided through the Capture Hotline at 810-987-6688, through PortHuron.org, or by texting CAPTURE and your tip to 847-411 using the Port Huron PD app on Apple or Android devices. A new AAPI Data AP NORC poll finds that after months of aggressive immigration enforcement measures from the Trump administration, Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander adults are more likely to disapprove of President Donald Trump's handling of immigration than they were in March. The findings come as federal immigration agents expand a crackdown in the Chicago area, where more than 1,000 immigrants have been arrested since last month. A solid majority of AAPI adults also say the Republican president has overstepped on deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Most also oppose several specific tactics used by the administration, such as deploying the military or National Guard to carry out arrests or deportations. And overseas, the Israeli military says one of the bodies handed over by Hamas the previous day as part of the ceasefire deal is not that of one of the hostages who was held in Gaza. Four bodies were handed over by Hamas on Tuesday to ease pressure on the fragile ceasefire following the first four on Monday, when the last 20 living hostages were released. The military said that, quote, following the completion of examinations at the National Institute of Forensic Medicine, the fourth body handed over to Israel by Hamas does not match any of the hostages. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store, locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can get news stories like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.